वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्दनम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय नराधिकायै सदाले सदभक्ताय भक्त्याभिहीनाय पराजगद्यै चित्तास्य सामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न मध्ये शरणं यं प्राभ्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहका सर्या पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतुः तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् सवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्यं राधे सन्नमाम् If anyone is not like this, but he is following this kind of sadhu very eagerly, very strongly, and sincerely, oh, he should also be as sadhu. And then, to serve them more than Krishna himself. Why? Why it is more than Krishna? To serve Radhika is more better than to serve Krishna. Or Rukmanjarita is more better than Radhika. Without her help in their guidance, we cannot know all these things. So, pure sadhu is who is in the line of a Rupa Goswami. That is a form of it. So it's so very strong. Now I recited one shloka yesterday. Vaikyavidam, Pratipati Vaikyidam Kavitsam, Sathan Vidam, Anushunya, Patabarani Vidaja, Vakti Param, Patilabhya Kamam, Vidro Masu, Apihas, Akirena. What is the gender then? You should very carefully hear. And if any doubt comes, you can ask. Like friendly, each to Goshti. Don't fear. If people not understand, no. I am like a friend. I am not going to punish you. So, in a certain matter, you can ask for it.
ओम ज्ञानम चिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानम जिने स्वाकय चक्षुर्मिलिता नेन दिशेन्द्रेन नमः. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain this verse. which is recited by Sri Sukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vikritam Bhajubhadavir Idam Savishnu. Anyone who, with great faith and honor, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hears again and again from a person in the disciplic succession, particularly in the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and hears repeatedly about the pastimes of Vishnu with the gopis. This sounds very strange. Idam cha Vishnu. He doesn't say Idam cha Krishna. So what is this Vishnu? Vishnu means that he's everywhere. He's in the heart of everyone. So we see in Ras Lila that although Krishna is not exhibiting the opulence of Vaikuntha or Dwarka, he's not exhibiting his Bhagavata, his godhood, of expanding into many forms. He's running so quickly that just like an incense stick is one stick, but when you go very, very fast, it looks like it's everywhere at one time, like a circle. So Krishna ran so fast from one gopi to another that it seemed like he was everywhere at one time and dancing with all the gopis simultaneously. Therefore, Idam cha Vishnu. And Braja Badu Bir is the Braja Badu. Badu means young bride of Braja. Although married to others, apparently, they risked everything, name, fame, abuse from society, for unhesitatingly being with Krishna. Therefore, because they didn't have any consideration, but gave up everything for Krishna's pleasure, their pastimes with Krishna give the most benefit to others. So anyone who repeatedly, with great faith, hears from the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami about the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, beginning with Rasa Lila and others, what happens? Param, bhaktim param, the supreme bhakti, which means braja bhakti, and within braja bhakti, tat bhava ichchatmakam, becoming the maidservant of Srimati Radharani, and having all of our sentiments becoming the same as her sentiments in order to be able to serve her in her loving service to Krishna. That param bhakti becomes established in the heart, and when that pure thing becomes situated in the heart, hridarogam, the diseases of the heart, beginning from lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, but lust is beginning and prominent, all those things disappear from the heart, and one becomes fully established in braja bhakti.
This shloka has been taken from Ras Lila. Perhaps all the devotees hearing from so many years, you know the meaning of Ras. But you have no realization or no line of thought about it. What is Ras? Our word is there, dancing with so many gopis, Krishna. So this is Ras. But really, the Ras of Sukadeva Goswami, well, he has told in very, very thin slopes. This Ras was so longer that Brahma one day four crores and 32 lakh years. And Sukadeva Goswami uttered very few words. And this Rasika is transcendental. Our mind and heart and intelligence is worldly. We cannot. But if mercifully that pastime comes in our heart, like Krishna sometimes comes, mercifully, without any reason, only by the mercy of Krishna and his associates, this will happen. Highest pastime. How it will come? Only by the mercy of Krishna. But Krishna mercy will also wait for depend on the mercy of his love. Otherwise, if it is so, only by mercy we can have peace. Jamayet eva virute namatma pravachanena namedhaya na bhavunat sutena. By desiring so much, by the kasarat of exercise of intelligence, when Krishna mercifully will select us that he is my kripa patra, object of mercy, then we can have. Then what should we do? If it is Kripa Siddha, then we should wait doing nothing? No. We should go on practicing that Krishna should be merciful to us. Dinta will come. Humility. As bhakti goes up, in the real dhinata comes. Always comes. If there is no dhinata, then no praise. No love, pure energy. So, seeing your dhinata and utkantha, Krishna is bound to dissociate. So, you should go on doing what? But we should know that by doing so, by practice for Krishna, may his mercy. But this, there is only way that seeing Krishna, when he will see Tattva Parishramam Krishna, Kritiya Sisabhadana. It's all this is mother. So much doing labor and sweating. I am waiting like faces, some are sad and some are waiting. And then Krishna himself is also by this. So in this way. So by hearing this, anything will not come. This thing. We should try to go from beginning. Beginning and Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj for hearing all Ras Lila, 5th Adhyaya, chapter. He saw there are so many kinds of personalities. There are some doubts. Being Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he came especially to this world to establish dharma. Why he did so? He played with all the gopis. He told that you should give up your cloth and come folded hand. Why did he? Why he called all the gopis and he was dancing? By diversion. And in that, teaching each other, insulting each other, why is it? So it is not like the dharma. So Krishna came establishing religion. And why he did so? And he asked. He had no doubt. He knew this from the beginning, because he was playing in the laps of Krishna, always hearing from Narada and all others. And he knows that O Sukadeva Goswami, high class of devotees, and he always is situated, established in dharma. He cannot tell anything, especially at this, my dead time, isn't it? So he was very much. It was right, but for others, there were some karmis, there were some
yogis,
and there were some something like us. Not for Nagarishi, not for Vyas, not for Parasa, not like others. Only there are so karmis and jnanis, there are not a bhakta philosophy. For them he arrived in this. And he wanted that he should show himself to this. So he told, dharma jati kramo drishta, ishvaranani chasad, ke yasam na dhushaya, vanne sava bhujo jatha. In general he told, for common, this is fire. And fire can burn the soul and so many bad things. It can burn the bodies of dead persons, but even she is joking. So those who are so crazy ones, powerful, from for them, no dosha, no fault. Like Shankar, he says, yeah, he can be naked and he can call his wife, and being himself naked, he can tell, oh, for him it is. Because Shankar, when this whole ocean was stopped, very powerful, Kalkut Maha, whole world was dying, then Vishnu called him, oh Shankar, you should come. And he came. What to do? All our time, you should do something. And he took all poison. And kept where?
So
why? Not in heart?
Inside his Krishna.
Because Krishna was there. So kept it here. And here it became like burn. So he is powerful. He can digest this poison also. But if anyone do like him, he is not powerful as Shankar, and he takes a little poison, a serpent, a snake poison, even his child. That is his little child. Nature, samachari, ujyatu, manasapihi, aneswara, dinashtata, acharan, mokshyata, jatharudro, abhyudam. The meaning what I told you. If a man is not Shankar, not powerful like Shankar, and he takes a any poison, should he die? So you should not do like this. What is the meaning? Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, anyone should not follow Krishna.
Imitate
Krishna. From your mind even, you should not dance with naked ladies and doing like Krishna. By teaching them, by 100 and 1000 of women of having little girls, small girls, and this kind. Even by my dear Lord Nadu, other white people could have. For if you didn't have a child, you lose your habit, you will God. So he is prohibited that from mind we should not imitate Krishna. What to tell so many? Even alone, lady, and if not lady, the idol. If it is up against any lady and naked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what tells?
Don't see.
So he is telling, if any foolish person, not knowing all these things, even not one lady, he is doing like this, what Krishna is, will go to hell for it. His soul will also be completely thoroughly. So you should not fall. Anyone here, Sudhya Goswami has told, don't do like Krishna. Krishna played with so many, so you should not play. What would tell this body, with this body, even by mind, you should not play. Sunacharpa says, Thakuri says, for Krishna has done rough and he is our Supreme Master. Jajat Acharati, Tatat Shrestha, Tatat Shrestha, Sajat Pramanam Kurte, Loka Sattarubhati. Because Krishna is superior.
The general man will follow his example.
It should follow. Then he tell him, meet any person of high person. He is doing something. He should try to do like that. He should follow. Krishna has told this. He says, the Acharati Shrestha Satra. What meaning?
Whatever a great man does, common men will follow in his footsteps. And whatever actions he performs, the whole world pursues.
So, Krishna is wisest person and
great
person. So we should follow him. Then he said, what tell him? You should not follow. Like that, samachari itajalu manasa piti itajalu. You have to try to be like Krishna and then to follow him. First you should jump in the ocean of poison. Right?
In Kaliyadhara.
Jump and play with Kali. And if you are powerful to control Kaliya and not dying with poison, taking so much in mouth, then you can't do that. Secondly, you should take fire because Krishna has taken two times fire. So much big fire. Uncontrolled fire, forest fire. And you should have. So you should do
that.
And Govardhan, you should take Govardhan. So long. 1,000 miles.
High.
And 14 miles?
Wide.
You cannot do. You can take a Govardhan Sita of 1,000 months, we will keep it on your head. But carry it and then. So, if you are like him, you can do. So, that's what you should do. Otherwise, you will be finished forever. Right? Rudra can take poison, other can. Don't do like this. Here he told that you should not do like Krishna. Nothing else. Don't do. Even by mind. And then he said, Ishwaranam Vaja Satyam Tathaiva Acharitam Pati Esam Yatva Vato Yuktam Buddhinanam Satyamacharam. He is telling very important thing. Ishwaranam Vaja Satyam. See?
Instructions
of Ishwaranam. Like Brahma, like Shankar, like others, like Arnabhisai, Guru Dasai, Krishna, all are Ishwar. Even Shankar and Brahma are also like Ishwar. They are all telling, what they are telling, all speaking is
true
to
Ishwar.
But, Tathaiva Acharitam Pati. But their acharan,
behavior,
is not always like this. Pati. Esam jata svabhacho yuktam buddhinaram sat acharan. Those his activities, to whom by his teaching he has supported, with his own. Oh, buddhiman, intelligent person, only follow this, not all. Mm-hmm. What I told?
Very important.
In this verse, it describes
Achilles.
The statements of the Lord's empowered servants are always true, and the acts they perform are exemplary when consistent with those statements. Therefore, one who is intelligent should carry out their instructions.
Yes. And they can follow that you should do like me. According to their instructions, their behavior is there. That is it. So, you can explain more.
In this verse, it is stated that those who are very powerful controllers, such as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and his delegated representatives, such as Brahmaji and Shiva, they are very, very powerful. So they are called Ishwara, they are controllers. And when they speak, then their words, their instructions, they are always true to the fullest extent. Yet, their activities, their behavior, should not always be followed. But rather, one should follow those activities which they perform, which are consistent with the words that they speak. This is the behavior of an intelligent person.
Now, again, you have to try to understand. One, Satyabhakti, the son of Ashwatthama, Ashwatthama. He killed all the sons of Draupadi. Five sons. His brother beat them and left fortune. He came in night and he cut off. Then he began to run that Arjun may come. And Arjun, Draupadi all returned to their camp. And they saw that all so much blood. And all the sons of Draupadi had. And then, he told that I must kill Ashwatthama. And Draupadi was so much weak. He told also that he must be killed who has killed. So Arjun followed. And any help with me, he
cut
off him. and brought him. In front of Maharaj Yudhishthira, where Draupadi was there. He was also there. So Krishna told that these are types to be killed.
Terrorists.
Terrorists. Terrorists. Other types. These should be killed. Don't be merciful to him. I want this to be killed. But Arjun was ready. What? Why they are waiting? Something was all past Draupadi. What we should do? Then she told, oh, I am waiting for my children, and if he will be killed, his mother will also. And by killing, my children will not perish. And also, she will, the mother of that Asta Sama will be so bitterly. So, please, give up and give support. What Arjuna has done and Krishna has done from it, that this will be killed. Then Krishna saw towards Krishna, Arjuna. And he was reading the face of Krishna. Why you are making late? You should advance. In Sanskrit it has been told and Krishna has been told. Brahman should not be. So Arjuna thought, what is the meaning of Krishna? He followed. And by the permission of Krishna, he instructed that Brahmin. If anyone is doing some apaman to anyone, he insulted. So, he insulted. How? He took, there was a deer, small deer. And he took the deer. And insulted. Oh, that's done. Insulted. And this was right there. Then Krishna was happy, Arjuna became happy, and so he was given punishment. If another person was there, then he should have been killed. But not. Why Krishna did so? And Arjuna. All these things were done by Kaal, that is Sankar himself. He is the
dominant
of this. So at that night, himself, Shankar came in him, and he did all. So he was not
blind.
Anyhow, so all these things, order should not be carried.
All these things.
Kusalai. Kusala acharita te naisha amiha swarpuna vidyate vipadyen va anvato nirahankaram dina prabho kimut akhilatman satpanam tegyan vasta divaukusam ishito masya ishita dhyanam kusala kusala dvaya yutra.
My dear Prabhu, when these great persons who are free from false ego act piously in this world, they have no selfish motives to fulfill. And even when they act in apparent contradiction to the laws of piety, they are not subject to sinful reactions. How then could the Lord of all created beings, animals, men, and demigods, have any connection with the piety and impiety that affect his subject creatures? Even an ordinary person, if he acts piously, he doesn't have any selfish motives, even a great person in this world. And if he does something apparently contradicting the law of piety, there's really some good reason behind it, and he's not doing anything bad. So if this is true in the mundane sense with great personalities of this world, then what to speak of the Supreme Lord,
who is the creator of all creatures, how can he come under our laws of what is good and what is bad, our conception? He who lives as the overseeing witness within the gopis and their husbands, and indeed within all embodied living beings, assumes forms in this world to enjoy transcendental pastimes.
Gopinam tatpatinam yasarvesham yati. This one I just wanted to have to do. Krishna is Paramatma. He is everywhere. There is nothing where Krishna is not there. Even in Adam, Krishna is there. We cannot hide anything from him. If there is no existence, or that thing cannot be there. So, this body, in all atom of this body, Krishna is there. Is there anything to hide from Krishna?
Not possible.
We can hide ourselves by our garment. From our sight, eyes. But from Krishna's sight, can we hide? Krishna is there also. Everywhere is. You know the history of Draupadi. To satisfy Duryodhana, Duryodhana was taking the cloth off. He had power of 10,000 elephants. Like this. And he was worth everything. Then what happened? Drapti has his bell here. Tell me how I can. He said, then Krishna was not coming. He was restless in Dwarka. He wanted to come to test Drapti, but not coming. Why? Oh, he has engaged in some power. By speech, he has kept his is law. Why not giving? But she was not giving. But when she saw that I cannot say, then give up this law. Two hands like this. I surrender totally to you. I cannot save myself. And what became? At once, Krishna came. And he became cloth. The cloth, garment she had before, but it was taken off. And that cloth, so Krishna became cloth, oh, coming. And he was. And the way. So many hours he did.
And
he was saying to Duryodhana, what should I do? Really that cloth, what was that cloth? Krishna. So he becoming a cloth, Krishna, he covered his shame. But for Krishna, was he looking that body or not? Covered by Krishna. So in the law, that technique, how far is it in that? External and even in the body of their husband, so any kind of anything cannot be hide. We can hide. So he is telling, so Krishna is antarjan everywhere in all atoms. We cannot hide anything from Krishna. So Krishna is also in the heart, and everything is everywhere in their husband. Or he is not only in their husband, everywhere, all in
all living beings.
All beings, living beings. So if it is Krishna, Krishna seen looking from outside or inside, what heart? Understand what I told? What I told?
Krishna is already in the heart of all living entities.
It is looking everything, being everywhere, and if he also looks them outwardly also.
He can look inside out and outside in.
Then what heart? Not clear. You're so clear.
In the good day, he decided that first of all, if one will accept that Krishna is Bhagavan, he is Paramatma, and he's in every atom. So being inside everyone, he can see everything already. So then, if Krishna in his pastimes in Vrindavan fills the souls of the gopis, or he sees them from the outside, then what is the difference whether he sees them from the inside or from the outside? So people should not become disturbed by his pastimes in Vrindavan with the gopis.
So Krishna is messaging their feet, taking their and doing all, no harm at all. For Krishna only, we cannot do. We are not inside this body. Not everywhere. We cannot see our eyes vision. Can you see your eyes without the help of anything? What is inside this body, you cannot. But Krishna. So for Krishna, we can do anything. Why it is? Oh, for the welfare of all. It will be told. Why Krishna did this nindic karma? Nindic karma is this despicable activity. Why did he? In our eyes it looks like that. But really what is? It's any. Anu. Anu grahai bhaktana mantam deham artitam bhagati tadrishi kira jasutva tat paroma. This is most important. So you should try to realize this, understand. Anu grahai bhaktana, or you should read me.
When the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him.
Tell me, tell me. What he told? What he told?
He explained that when he comes into this world and performs so many pastimes, it is especially meant to attract the living entities to watch these pastimes so that they want to be engaged in Krishna's
Krishna descends to this world. The Supreme Personality of God, Himself, Krishna. He does not think like us. He is not a being, only. He is not any God. He is any God. Not like Ishwar, Brahma, and Shankar. Not like Bhagavad. Not like Ram. Not like Vaikuntha. So his thinking are so far. Without the help of his devotee, we cannot understand. So he is telling, Anugrahaya Bhaktana. He comes to pay his mercy to all, not the all to all his others. Understand? Saikam,
the simplest mercy to all.
To sprinkle his mercy to Bhakta. Oh, who Bhakta? Pandava, Draupadi. All of that? Who goes off? Bhaktu. And Vatabhasa. And especially, they don't die Bhaktanam. To please his devotees in prayer. To pray with them. To serve them. He comes. So he's telling that for these, he comes with his whole associate. Taking Golok Vrindavan. Get his whole cross of land from Vrindavan there. All comes. So that, and he does like this also, Ras Lila and all others. All Lila are Nitya Lila, transcendental. Even he took the garment of gopis and climbed on the kadam. This is all. So he's telling that what he has done for benefit of devotees, to please his devotees. Especially to please Prajavasi. In them, among them, to his cowherd boys. Among them, more to Nanda and Yashoda and all the mothers and cows. More to please all the gopis. And moreover, to please Sarita Vishaka. Among them, more and more. Yes, please then. Why? And he prayed with all the gopis and all in Braja, Vrindavan. Why? Is anyone, those who will hear all the past and of Krishna, all the human persons, those who are removed,